USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Following two recent mass shootings at a supermarket in New York State and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the issue of guns and gun laws is becoming a hot topic among lawmakers. President Biden recently delivering an address on the issue, calling for a comprehensive national gun control strategy. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, GOP House Minority Whip Steve Scalise weighs in on the president's speech while calling for a proactive approach.
But what the, and by the way, the president himself went even further and started talking about going after handguns in that same speech. And so immediately pushes everybody in a corner instead of sitting down and saying, why don't we look and see if we can find some telltale signs so that there could be intervention?
The president returned to the White House Sunday after spending the weekend at his beach house in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Abbott Nutrition in Sturgis, Michigan has restarted production at its baby formula plant. Operations were halted 4 months ago over possible product contaminants, leading to a nationwide shortage of baby formula. Abbott Nutrition is the largest baby formula manufacturer in the United States. A congressional Republican is making an announcement regarding running for a second term.
New York Congressman Chris Jacobs says he will not run for a second term. The announcement comes a week after the Republican broke from his party in supporting an assault weapons ban. Jacobs, who was endorsed by the NRA in 2020, told the Buffalo News that his point of view on guns changed after the mass shooting in Texas and the racially motivated shooting at a Buffalo grocery store. He added that every elected GOP leader who endorsed his reelection bid withdrew their support since then. Jacobs also lost the backing of GOP committees as well as the Republican and conservative parties in New York State. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The COVID-19 pandemic saw a sharp increase in costly government imposter scams. That's according to new research from the Better Business Bureau. Social Security scams have been topping the scams list since 2019. The FTC also says they're the most reported scam at this point in 2022. With relief funding during the pandemic, scammers also created grant programs to lure in victims. Medicare was the second most popular target of scammers. Since government scams peaked in early 2021, they have slowed, but people lost twice as much money. After a two-year hiatus, the Tunnel to Towers climb returned to One World Trade Center in New York City Sunday, with participants climbing 104 flights of stairs to honor the lives and sacrifices of 9/11 heroes. During an interview Sunday on Fox and Friends with participant Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst and Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller, Siller explains how long it takes participants to make the 104-story climb.
It took the first person another 15 minutes, so it was incredible. But it takes most people about a half an hour or 45 minutes or some longer. It doesn't matter as long as they finish it and they do it in honor of the person that they love.
Rafael Nadal won the French Open for the 14th time. It was his 22nd Grand Slam title. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.